But you got to get to know him. I was in the store the other day, and a young lady came, "Hey, Miss Jones, how you doing?" I'm just looking, trying to look past that mask. I said, "I'm fine, how are you?" She kept talking like, "You remember me?" I don't know, because I don't know who you are. But once she told me and kind of pulled the mask out, I knew who she was. So you got to know who the Holy Spirit is. You got to get acquainted with him. You've got to know that you know that you know him. And know his voice. Thank you, Lord. In November of 2017, I was in the kitchen. It was around Thanksgiving, I think. And this, I don't remember how it was, but the Lord was teaching me a lesson in obedience. He said, anytime you take anything out of that cabinet, rinse it. Now, some of you may do that all the time, anything you take out of the cabinet, but that wasn't the point. He said, anytime you take anything out of the cabinet, rinse it before you use it. I argued with God on that 2017, the rest of it, 2018, and the first part of 2019. And finally, I just, okay, Lord, okay. But then every once in a while, not too long ago, I had made some hamburgers. It's been about 2 weeks ago. I had made some hamburgers. And when I cooked them, you know how you drain the grease off. Well, I'm taking the colander out. No, it wasn't. It was some ground beef I had cooked. I'm taking the colander out, and I'm taking a bowl out for it to drain in. I'm not going to use either one. God, I don't need to. Did you take it out of the cabinet? I didn't say anything else. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll rinse them. I'll rinse them. And so we've got to get to the point that we know his voice. Okay, today, of all things, I was in the kitchen again. I got ready to take something out of the cabinet. And I heard, you don't have to rinse anymore unless you need to or want to. I said, okay. And then I thought, God, is that you? He said, Corey, do you know my voice? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know your voice. Get to know his voice. Paul said, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. God wants us to get that in our spirit and that we share it with people. You got to believe God. You have to receive God. I heard a minister on TV say last night, I guess I won't call his name. You well know. Minister, but he said he got to this point, and there was a darkness, and the Lord spoke to him, said, I may not be quoting him exactly, but he said, do you know, realize you're on your way to hell? And he said it shook him. He said, well, what do I do? And he got saved, and what he said was, the next minute, it can change. The whole eternity can change. Listen, we have to pray for America. Lord, I didn't plan to go there, but I'm not excusing myself for going there, obedience. We have to pray for America. Do you realize we're on the verge of, but we're praying, so God is turning it around. Say, God is turning it around. So my prayers are helping. So my believing is helping. But if we don't pray, if we didn't pray, we would have a godless nation. A godless nation where one person says, if I'm president, the first thing I'm going to do is make the homosexual thing legal for everybody. We've got to pray. We've got to trust God, and we've got to hear his voice. So it was a simple thing to rinse before you take it out of the cabinet. But when I tell you something else, he says, it's going to get harder and stronger and deeper and more challenging. Will you obey then? He said, will you obey then? And that's what we all have to do. It's not a me thing. It's not a you thing. It's a we thing, the body of Christ. Do you realize that if we were zapped out of the earth, You think there's chaos now. What is it, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia right now, and other places? Let some Christians come out and not be any Christians praying. Oh, my God. Read the book of Revelation. Don't let it scare you. Read it. And he says, for therein, in what? The gospel, 17th verse. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. What is faith? The substance, things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. How do we get faith? Faith comes by not praying, but by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. That's four times. I know it's four different places in scripture where that scripture is written. The just shall live by faith. Now let's go to James chapter 1. Where, help me out, Holy Spirit. Because when we get to the point we can't praise, we're going to lose it. The enemy will be able to take a hold on us, and it'll take something to get those tentacles loose. You know, I grew up on a farm, and you get out in those cockle burrs, and sometimes they get in your hair, they get all in your clothes, and I'm telling you, it's a job to get all of that stuff out. And so if you will put the word of God in, and you will live by faith, and you will get to know God, then the devil won't be able to put those tentacles in you. And you'll be able to stand in the midst of all the evil and the darkness, and they won't be able to convince you that wrong is right and that right is wrong. Right is right, and right is right, and right is right. And so they're saying now, you know, there is no right or wrong. It's just however you feel about it, whatever you think about it. No, John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. I'm not asking you to put that up, baby. I'm just quoting the scripture.